In today's show, Bitcoin holds $48,000 as Evergrande forms Lehman Brothers moment. For China, that's right, as Plan B, the creator of the Bitcoin stock, the flow model points out here, China's Lehman moment, the money printing will be massive. I repeat, massive. This is good for Bitcoin. Also be sharing the latest technical analysis. Also in today's show, breaking news just in, Laos to legalize mining and trading of Bitcoin. Hydropower rich Laos pushes into crypto as it authorizes mining and trading. And more breaking news right here, Skybridge Capital raises $100 million for Algorand Fund and files for a crypto company ETF. That's right. And Skybridge currently holds roughly $700 million worth of crypto assets. And quoting their founder, Anthony Scaramucci, this is a lot like Uber. The regulators wanted to knock Uber out of the business, but the people wanted Uber and the people won. And he also shares before long, there will be 200 million crypto users in the United States. Also in today's show, looming Bitcoin supply squeeze could trigger a new bull cycle, according to crypto analytics firm Glassnode, as they share right here on an absolute coin volume basis, long-term hodler currently own the most coins in history, hitting 12.97 million BTC this week. Peaks in long-term hodler owned supply typically correlate with the late-stage bear markets, which are historically followed by a supply squeeze and initiation of cyclical bull runs. Also in today's show, MicroStrategy CEO says Bitcoin will one day have a $100 trillion market value and 100x. That's right, quoting the Giga Chad in this interview, there's a $500 trillion monetary planet and the outer layer is currency. Then you've got stocks, bonds, real estate. There's $10 trillion worth of gold in there, $1 trillion of Bitcoin in there. Bitcoin is going to flip gold and it's going to subsume the entire gold market cap. Also in today's show, we'll be taking a look at the overall crypto market. As you can see, Bitcoin, Ethereum, and most major altcoins are currently breaking out and in the green. But where's the Bitcoin price likely to go next? Find out all this, plus so much more in today's show. Yesterday it went down. Tikitwari did his live event entitled The Catch Up Coin Hyper Boom, and he revealed his number one cryptocurrency pick absolutely free. Now if you missed it, do not stress, do not worry, you can still catch the replay for a limited time. Go ahead and visit tika.cryptonewsalerts.net. again, that's tika, t-e-e-k-a .cryptonewsalerts.net. Simply enter your favorite email address, then click this yellow button that says sign me up, and it will redirect you to this limited time replay with the one and only Tikitwari himself. So go ahead and register today. Visit tika.cryptonewsalerts.net. Again, that's tika.cryptonewsalerts.net. Welcome back to another episode of Crypto News Alerts. I'm your host, JV. We have a lot to cover as usual, so let's dive right in. Bitcoin cautiously held $48,000 this morning on Thursday as excitement brewed over the boost thanks to China seeing its Lehman Brothers moment. That's right. And right here, you're looking at the Bitcoin 1 hour candle chart. And while progress towards 50,000 was less decisive, analysts were broadly hopeful that a debt crisis as China's second largest real estate developer would provide much needed confidence. Evergrande Real Estate Group suspended bond trading on Thursday, the latest episode in a saga that saw the giant receive multiple rating cuts. And with $300 billion at stake, comparisons to the 2008 financial crisis were quick to emerge. And checking out this tweet from Plan B, China's Lehman moment, the money printing will be massive. I repeat, massive. This is good for Bitcoin. And he's referencing this article and video from Reuters that says China's major banks have been notified by the housing authority that Evergrande Group won't be able to pay loan interest due September 20th. A media report says, underlining the broadening impact of the property developers' liquidity crisis. And here in this video, you can see the people very angry and upset. They had to bring the authorities and all that stuff. And checking out some of the comments right here, Bitcoin Archive wrote, they knew this was coming. Perhaps this is why they banned Bitcoin. Touche. And Plan B wrote right here, yes, and they closed the exits. Typical, they always do that. Note for the future, watch system down and closing futures slash options markets. And Preston Pish wrote, the guaranteed outcome of fractional reserve banking, impairment of promises. It's just a matter of when and at what magnitude. The impairment of credit will cascade to other balance sheets unless central planners debase the currency via QE, UBI, and or debt forgiveness. Brr. That's right, money printer continue to go brr. And let's not forget that Bitcoin was the solution to the 2008 financial crisis, and it's like deja vu all over again. Now, Plan B was referring to a potential government bailout of Evergrande or the wider reaching implications of its meltdown, which various sources warn could hit multiple sectors of the economy, both inside and outside Beijing's jurisdiction. Evergrande stock traded at 2.63 Hong Kong dollars at the close of trading in Hong Kong on Thursday, down from 5.26 at the start of July. At its peak in 2017, it traded above 30 Hong Kong dollars. And as you can see in this chart, it's not looking pretty whatsoever. Now, the largest United States dollar stablecoin issuer, Tether, meanwhile publicly confirmed that it had no exposure to the brewing crisis. Now, Bitcoin itself showed tentative strength on the day, preserving $48,000 by just a hair, and with it staying above key moving averages on the daily chart. Now, the cryptocurrency saw a golden cross event this week, as I pointed out in yesterday's episode. It's second since August, fueling hopes that quarter four would in and of itself provide a bull run to new all-time highs. And checking out the latest analysis from crypto analyst Rec Capital, he shares, Bitcoin has successfully rebounded from the blue 50-day exponential moving average after holding it as support for several days, as you can see here in this chart. Now, September, with its predicted worst case scenario monthly close of $43,000, should then give away to a minimum of $63,000. In October, according to Plan B, the creator of the Bitcoin stock to flow model, he also predicts a worst case scenario for December of $135,000. However, on the other side of that coin, his best case scenario close for December is $450,000 per BTC. Let me know if you agree or disagree with Plan B. And now let's break down our next breaking story of the day just in Laos to legalize the mining and trading of Bitcoin. Let's freaking go. As you can see in this headline, hydropower-rich Laos pushes into crypto as it authorizes mining and crypto trading. Laos has approved mining and trading of cryptocurrencies in a policy shift by debt-bearing Southeast Asian countries. Analysts said the move was a logical step for 7 million, an inland communist-controlled country that creates surplus hydropower, but criminal organizations could seek to benefit from the trade. Crypto pushes are showing a rough look at the country's central bank, warned banks, businesses, and people about the use of cryptos last month. This week, the prime minister's office said six companies, including the construction group and banks, were empowered to start mining and trading cryptos such as Bitcoin, Ethereum, and Litecoin. Government ministries will work with the Bank of Laos and the Lao Electric Power Company, a national utility, to regulate the industry, Laos Times reported. The results of the investigation and consultation will be discussed at a government meeting later this month. So there you have it. Another one bites the dust. Let the domino effect continue. And before I break down our next breaking story of the day, SkyBridge Capital raises $100 million for Algorand Fund and files for crypto company ETF, as well as looming Bitcoin supply squeeze could trigger a new Bitcoin bull cycle, according to crypto analytics firm Glassnode, as well as MicroStrategy CEO says Bitcoin will one day have $100 trillion market value and 100x. But first, let's take a quick look at the overall crypto market. As you can see, Bitcoin, Ether, and most of the major altcoins are currently in the green, with Bitcoin up 0.6% for the day, trading just above $48,000. We have Ether breaking out, up about 6% for the day, trading above $3,600. Solana, up about 0.5%, trading at $160. ADA Cardano, down almost 1%, trading just under $2.50. Polkadot, down 1%, trading just under $36. And Chainlink, down 0.5%, trading just above $31. All right, now let's break down our next story of the day. Alternative investment firm SkyBridge Capital hopes to expand its crypto offerings, filing for a crypto-focused exchange-traded fund, better known as an ETF, on Tuesday, and revealing plans for an Algorand fund at this week's SALT conference in New York. And speaking to CNBC, SkyBridge founder and former White House communications director Anthony Scaramucci said the firm had raised more than $100 million towards a newly announced Algorand fund. He added that the firm currently holds roughly $700 million worth of crypto assets. Now, Scaramucci asserted that crypto is here to stay, adding that regulators must act very quickly if they intend to stem the snowballing adoption of the technology. And quoting him here, this is a lot like Uber. The regulators wanted to knock Uber out of the business, but the people wanted Uber and the people won, he shared, adding, before long, there will be 200 million crypto users in the United States. Preaching facts, right? Now, Scaramucci's comments come as many onlookers fear a regulatory crackdown spearheaded by the U.S. Securities Exchange Commission. And despite expressing disagreement with the SEC Chairman Gary Gensler's recent characterization of the crypto sector as being rife with fraud and abuse, Scaramucci highlighted his appreciation for the position Gensler is in, quoting him here. He's got a lot of people in Congress that don't fully understand it. There's a lot of negativity. I would implore people like Senator Elizabeth Warren to come to a conference like this and sit with people in the industry so she can understand what the protocols actually are. I think we've got to get everybody up in the curve in terms of education. Now, SkyBridge filed with the SEC for a crypto-focused ETF on Tuesday, and if approved, the first trust SkyBridge crypto industry and digital economy ETF would invest at least 80% of its assets into leading companies representing the crypto industry ecosystem. However, would not seek direct exposure to cryptocurrency. And yesterday, I shared that one of the largest assets asset managers in the world, Fidelity, which controls over $2.4 trillion in assets under management, is currently lobbying with the SEC behind closed doors to get a Bitcoin ETF approved. I feel once it is officially approved, it's going to open the floodgates for institutional adoption. Now, before I break down our next story of the day, looming Bitcoin supply squeeze could trigger a new bull cycle. According to crypto analytics firm Glassnode, as well as MicroStrategy CEO, says Bitcoin will one day have a $100 trillion market value. But first, let's take a quick look at the overall crypto market cap, sitting just under $2.2 trillion with $106 billion in volume in the past 24 hours. And current Bitcoin dominance is 41.3%, with the Ether dominance at 19.4%. And checking out the top gainers within the top 100, we have Horizon leading the pack up 20%, trading at $104. SushiSwap up 19%, trading at $15.39. And Ren up 18%, trading at $1.07. And now checking out one of my favorite indicators is the Crypto Greed and Fear Index. Shows we're currently rated a 53 out of 100. All right, now let's break down our next story of the day. Certain Bitcoin ownership metrics indicate that Bitcoin could be teeing up for a bullish market cycle. According to the blockchain analytics platform Glassnode, Glassnode notes that the long-term Bitcoin holders have accumulated 79.5% of all BTC, which is equivalent to the rate achieved last October before the bull market kicked off. Long-term hodlers have on average held Bitcoin for more than 155 days, quoting the firm right here. On an absolute coin volume basis, long-term holders currently own the most coins in history, hitting 12.97 million BTC this week. Congratulations to all my long-term hodlers. Where you at? Holla at your boy in the live chat. Peaks and long-term holder owned supply typically correlates with late-stage bear markets, which are historically followed by a supply squeeze and initiation of cyclical bull runs. As you can see here in this chart, it shows you the Bitcoin total supply held by long-term hodlers. And as you can see it, going parabolic, which we love to see. And Glassnode measures the age of a Bitcoin by noting when it was last transacted. The firm observes that this week, the amount of Bitcoin spent that was older than 1 year reached remarkably low levels, comparable to the 2020 pre-bull run time period. And as Glassnode shares here, on a 7-day moving medium basis, less than 2,500 BTC aged 1 year plus is being spent per day. This is 9x fewer old coins being spent when compared to the 2021 bull market peak in January of 2021, where over 22,500 BTC were spent as prices reached $42,000 for the first time. As you can see right here in this chart, and before I break down our final story of the day, MicroStrategy CEO says Bitcoin will one day have a $100 trillion market value and 100x. But first, I want to remind you to smash that show more button right below this video in the description for a detailed analysis of what's going on in the crypto market. This goes for all 930 plus videos right here on my channel. Also have some very helpful resources for you to plug into, including my daily letter, which goes out to over 30,000 subscribers every single day. To subscribe, visit letter.cryptonewsalerts.net. Also have a blog I update daily, which could be found at cryptonewsyes.com. Also be sure to smash that subscribe button if you like earning money in cryptocurrency, and smash that bell to turn on all notifications. And of course, you can follow me on all the major podcasts and platforms, from Spotify, the home of the Joe Rogan Experience, to Apple's iTunes and Google Play. And of course, you can find me on crypto Twitter, Facebook, Telegram, and TikTok. So be sure to follow me there. All right, now let's break down our final story of the day. This is actually a throwback from earlier in the year, but it couldn't be any more relevant than it is today. And quoting Michael Saylor, the MicroStrategy CEO, there's a $500 trillion monetary planet, and the outer layer is currency. Then you've got stocks, bonds, real estate. There's $10 trillion worth of gold in there, $1 trillion of Bitcoin in there. Bitcoin is going to flip gold, and it's going to subsume the entire gold market cap. Let me know if you agree with Michael Saylor or disagree. I feel it's inevitable, and I feel by the time that Bitcoin surpasses the $10 trillion gold market cap, each Bitcoin is going to have to be worth a minimal of $500,000 per BTC. Let me know if you agree or disagree. And continuing to share his quote here, then it's going to subsume negative yielding sovereign debt and other monetary indexes until it grows to $100 trillion, which ultimately means 100x, right? Once it gets to $10 trillion, its volatility will be dramatically less, Saylor said. And as it marches towards $100 trillion, you're going to see the growth rates fall, the volatility fall, and it's going to be a stabilizing influence in the entire financial system of the 20 21st century. Very powerful words. And let's run some math. With Bitcoin currently trading just above 48,000, let's just round up for the sake of easy and round numbers. Let's say Bitcoin's currently trading at 50,000. If the Bitcoin price was to 100x from here, we're talking about a $5 million Bitcoin price. Now, my personal prediction, which I commonly share on the show, I feel Bitcoin will surpass seven figures for the first time in 2025. As we know, the next halving is in 2024. And after the halving, typically the following year is when the market goes parabolic. And I can realistically see a $5 million Bitcoin price by the year 2030 with a $100 trillion market value of the king of all crypto. Let me know if you agree or disagree in the comments below. And in addition to his company's significant Bitcoin holdings, Saylor told CNBC he also owns the digital coin in a personal capacity. And we all know he's continuing to buy the dip. This was just a couple of days ago. Michael Saylor buys up an additional 5,050 Bitcoin for MicroStrategy. The accumulation continues. And as I say, watch what the smart money does. Now, Bitcoin has been called digital gold by some crypto bulls, and they tout its ability to serve as a store of value due to the fact its total supply is capped at 21 million coins. And currently, there's roughly 18.64 million coins in circulation. But let's not forget the millions lost and gone forever. Now, Saylor sees the demand for Bitcoin growing in the coming years, not only from institutions, but from individual people around the world, which could have the effect of pushing its value upward. Quoting Saylor again here, I think that you can expect that we'll have a billion people storing their value, in essence, a savings account on a mobile device within 5 years, and they're going to want to use something like Bitcoin, he contended, describing it as the dominant digital monetary network. So there you have it. Let me know if you agree or disagree with Michael Saylor. And now for a quick recap of what I covered with you here in today's show. Bitcoin holds $48,000 as Evergrande forms Lehman Brothers moment. For China, also shared breaking news just in, Laos to legalize the mining and trading of Bitcoin and crypto assets, as well as SkyBridge Capital raising $100 million for Algorand Fund and filing for a crypto company ETF, as well as looming Bitcoin supply squeeze could trigger a new Bitcoin bull cycle, according to crypto analytics firm Glassnode, as well as MicroStrategy CEO Michael Saylor says Bitcoin will one day have a $100 trillion market value, and if Bitcoin was to 100x from here, we're talking about a $5 million Bitcoin price. But where do you feel the Bitcoin price is likely to go next? Let me know in the comments right down below. Now for the top three comments from yesterday's episode. James Astro wrote, "Hey JV from the UK, I always thought the baby boomers got lucky with real estate, and now here we are. Could this be our generation's golden ticket? I'd like to think so. Been subscribed now for a week and your content has blown my mind wide open. Thank you, bro. I feel like Neo, having taken my red pill. Let's go. The only difference here with Bitcoin, we're taking the orange pill, right? My response, James, much love fam. I greatly appreciate your support. Bitcoin to the moon. One love." Now this next featured comment comes from Katie Lux, who wrote, "Ah, missed the live, but caught the Spotify replay. Thanks for the shout out, JV. Always listen to your exceptional news in the crypto sphere. Let's continue to be the glitch in the matrix. One love." That's right. Thanks so much, Katie. You're truly the greatest fam. One love. And the third and final featured comment comes from Pokeman, who wrote, "Hi, JV. Enjoyed your show. Missed the live gig. My fault this time. I was out and about, living life to the fullest. I think $100,000 is a bare minimum. I am sticking with the king of crypto, Max Kaiser, $220,000 per Bitcoin by year end. Take care. God bless you and yours." Thanks, Pokemon. Personally, I love those predictions. 220,000 before the end of the year. Let's freaking go. And to be featured on tomorrow's episode, drop me a comment right down below. Yesterday, it went down. Tikitwari did his live event entitled The Catch Up Coin Hyperboom, and he revealed his number one cryptocurrency pick absolutely free. Now, if you missed it, do not stress. Do not worry. You can still catch the replay for a limited time. Go ahead and visit tika.cryptonewsalerts.net. Again, that's Tika, TEEKA.cryptonewsalerts.net. Simply enter your favorite email address, then click this yellow button that says sign me up, and it will redirect you to this limited time replay with the one and only Tikitwari himself. So go ahead and register today. Visit Tika.cryptonewsalerts.net. Again, that's Tika.cryptonewsalerts.net.